are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, my name is Paul Nebraski from Nebraski Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I'm going to talk to you about the pros and cons of building a new facility to meet the needs of your business. As you will hear, the pros will far outweigh the cons. Building and maintaining your own office, warehouse, showroom facility in the contracting business is a major undertaking. But if you plan ahead, set realistic goals, and trust your employees, your decision will benefit yourself, your existing customer base, and future customers. I will now take you through the pros and cons of this process and the end result. In December of 2000, I moved out of a rented office and warehouse space into a new 10,000 square foot facility. Along with planning the size of the warehouse, designing a showroom, setting up the office, and one of the most important financial decisions was setting up additional space to rent to local businesses. This is a key factor in offsetting the cost of running the building. Let's talk about the financial gains of building a facility. For many years, I rented space, and the money I paid went to paying off my landlord's mortgage. Even though it was a tax deduction for my own business, it did nothing to further my personal wealth. Instead, I set up a real estate holding company and rented the building from that entity. This way, paying off the mortgage adds to my personal wealth. Since the company and the building are two separate entities, in the future, when I decide to sell my business, the building is a separate piece of real estate that can be rented or sold on its own. The income that is gained from your real estate is personal wealth. With today's stock market as it is, real estate is the only real safe investment. Since the completion of my building 6 months ago, the appraised value has already gone up $150,000. Not a bad financial gain in only 6 months. I do not expect to see this type of gain all the time, but historically, real estate is a safe and profitable investment. By building your own facility, you're designing a space around your own operation, as opposed to making do with an already existing dwelling. Let's talk about the process of designing and building a facility. The first and hardest part of the process is finding the right location. In my case, I wanted a place with high visibility, easy access for deliveries and customers, and enough room to expand if necessary. This was a three-year process. Next came site plan approval with the town planning board. Since this can be a very frustrating and grueling process, it is wise to buy your property subject to site plan approval, so that if your plan is not approved, your cost outlay is minimal. If your site plan is approved, you will need to meet with an architect, specifically one who specializes in commercial design. Also, have a budget in mind so the architect can plan your building based on your needs and financial status. Next, go to several different banks to get approval for the financing. You will find that each bank will have different plans for you and will compete against each other to give you the best deal. The next process is hiring a builder. In my case, since I had been in the construction business throughout my career, I decided to general contract the project myself. The complete building process took 7 months and culminated with a grand opening party, which allowed my business contacts to visit the new facility. When designing your facility, it is important to remember that with a lot of hard work and a little luck, your business will eventually expand. The last thing you want to do is grow out of your new space too quickly. In my new 10,000 square foot facility, my business occupies 7,000 square feet, with two other tenants leasing the remaining 3,000 square feet. Each tenant has a 3-year lease. It is wise only to lease for the maximum of 3 years with the option to renew. So if your business needs a space, you are not locked into a long-term lease agreement. Also, it is helpful to split your lease space.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.